Prime Minister Petr Nečas has come under criticism from some members of his government, several Czech NGOs, and even exporters over a statement he made about human rights and the relation to the economy. Mr. Nečas said that support for the Dalai Lama or jailed members of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot might have a negative impact on trade relations, supposedly with China and Russia. This earned him accusations that his words ran contrary to the country's official foreign policy. Masha Volinsky has the details.
In an opening speech at the annual engineering fair in Brno on Monday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that Czech exports needed to be diversified beyond the borders of the EU, warning that some stances of Czech politicians may have a negative impact on relations with countries like Russia or China.
I would like to mention two such instances. One is the artificial and disingenuous adoration for the Russian group Pussy Riot, whose actions were the height of bad taste and in no way represent freedom and democracy. Nevertheless, some politicians do get carried away by this fashionable trend, and it has a clear impact on export.
A má to potom dopad na praktický dopad v konkrétních exportních teritoriích.
The second instance the Prime Minister mentioned was the support for independent Tibet and its leader, the Dalai Lama. Mr. Nechas insinuated that political statements in support of these human rights issues are careless and even superficial and may negatively influence trade relations with countries whose internal affairs are criticized. Yet Czech export figures for the last 3 years tell a completely different story. Although the Czech Foreign Ministry has consistently took up the case of human rights around the world, it seems to have little effect on foreign trade. Czech exports to Russia grew by almost 50% from 2010 to 2011, while the growth of exports to China was more than 30% in the same period. In fact, Jiří Grunt, the head of the Czech Association of Exporters, considers Mr. Nečas's statement to be completely inappropriate in relation to trade.
That statement should not have been made at all. It belongs at internal government discussions. Members of the government should represent the interest of the state when they speak publicly. Some things they just have to accept and some things just should not be said out loud. The Prime Minister's statement creates unrest and disunity in the government. One of the basic rules of trade negotiations is not to speak about politics, but it's not because of some sort of fears. I just wouldn't talk about human rights, even though, of course, we want them to be respected. It just doesn't belong in discussions about trade.
Although the Prime Minister's statement may not hold water in terms of exports, Petr Drulák, the director of the Institute of International Relations in Prague, says such statements are nothing new. Mr. Drulák pointed out that the tension between economic pragmatism and the human rights agenda have always clashed in Czech politics, and that this particular statement should be viewed primarily in terms of its significance for the internal government affairs.
I would put this statement of Prime Minister into a bit different context, because it's mainly about domestic politics, as the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister have different ideas about the foreign policy, have different ideas about the institutional positions, and they represent two different parties. So I understand this as a way of Prime Minister to distance himself from his Foreign Minister.
Indeed, the reaction of his cabinet was almost immediate. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg expressed outrage at the Prime Minister's statement and said that with his statement, the Prime Minister is throwing the human rights agenda overboard. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek came out in support of the head of his own top 09 party, but said that these statements should not be cause for a coalition scuffle. A number of Czech non-profit organizations also strongly criticized the Prime Minister's words. Most notably, Forum 2000, which was founded by Václav Havel, released a statement where its director expressed concern that the Czech Republic may shift from its principled position of standing up to authoritarian regimes.
Masha Volinsky reporting there. Do you have an opinion? Have you been following the situation and Petr Nečas's statement? Do you think that it was correct or that it was in any way out of bounds? You can comment here by writing to english@radio.cz. Let us know what you think. We're always happy to hear from our listeners.